Dear friends in Christ, today Holy Mother Church tells us to rejoice. We have reached the halfway point of the Holy Season of Lent, which was in fact this last Thursday, and the introit for today's Mass begins with the word laetare, rejoice. We see the flowers on the altar, the rose vestments, hear the organ played at Mass. And we rejoice because we have been in the desert. We have been following our Lord the first part of these 40 days. And having been in the desert, we read the gospel story this morning that our Lord had compassion. He sees our human nature and he fears that we will faint on the way, so he provides us with some refreshment, some food and some rest. We've been thinking in more detail about sin and the accessories to sin. We've spoken about those three great enemies, the devil, the flesh, and the world. And we've been hard at work. But now some spiritual refreshment. Rejoice. It's a foretaste of the joy that we should have at Easter, which is approaching very quickly. But it's a matter of fact that this joy, this idea of joy, should be something that is part of our daily life anyway. It's one of the maxims of the saints. Saint Philip said, "A cheerful and a glad spirit attains much more quickly to perfection than a melancholy one." This was one of the keystones of St. Philip's sanctity, was joy, happiness. And we see this in every saint. I believe it was St. Teresa of Avila said, "There's no such thing as a melancholy saint." And we understand this very simply and very well because we have been meditating on that as well. That during this season we suffer. We think of our Lord and his sufferings. And that beautiful Christian contradiction of finding joy in suffering. This was the delight of the saints. It was their secret weapon, we might say, to embrace the cross joyfully. So this is the joy that we should be experiencing today. And this is the joy that we should experience on Easter. It's not because, thank goodness, finally Lent is over and I can eat meat twice a day and go back to the things that I have given up. If that's our type of joy, then it's going to be very short-lived indeed. This joy is the joy of a person who has faithfully been carrying the cross. So, those that have the most right to rejoice this Laetare Sunday, and those that have the most right on Easter to rejoice, are those like our Blessed Mother who have suffered patiently and suffered well. But there are indeed reasons for rejoicing besides suffering. Christ reminds us of that today in this gospel story. We think of our Lord's wonderful compassion on us poor sinners. He thinks of this crowd. And it's an interesting thing. In one of the commentaries I was reading, So what a mystery that these people went so far away from home into the desert and didn't bring any food. That seems fairly impractical, not very thoughtful, a little ridiculous. Our Lord doesn't complain about why they were so ill-prepared. No, he just thinks immediately of feeding them. His liberality knows no bounds. His goodness to us, even when we are poor, mistaken, sinful children. We read that there were 12 baskets of leftovers. Our Lord was omniscient. He knew how much exactly was needed, but he showed his generosity by giving above and beyond what was even needed. It's as though he sees these people following him fasting, and he does not forget. It is the same with us. He sees us following him and fasting. He does not forget. He gives us above and beyond what we need in the economy of grace. This miracle of the loaves and the fishes is a striking resemblance. It's an image of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist as well. Because he gives us not just barley loaves, but the bread of angels. He gives us his own body and blood so that we will not faint on the way. We will not faint in the desert. He gives us himself. We remember him saying, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burden, and I will refresh you." My dear friends in Christ, let us use this nourishment, this little bit of rest, this spiritual refreshment, this joy, as a bit of a springboard to really attack these last weeks of Lent with energy. Increase our piety, increase our zeal, rather than become weary, rather than become lazy. Let us use this final stretch to give our all. As the people in the gospel, they were so full of enthusiasm. They wanted to take Christ and make him their king by force. Let us be full of such enthusiasm, especially when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion today. Let us rejoice. Let us truly rejoice that we have been so blessed as to carry the cross. Let us rejoice that Christ indeed is our King, that he gave himself to us. My dear friends in Christ, let us rejoice that he gave us the ability, the privilege, to give ourselves to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.